A bibliophobia. I wasn't familiar with the term either, until fairly recently. The best definition I've been able to find for it is this: a rational fear that sensibly interpreted scripture will very often not agree with what I have always been taught by people whom I have both loved and respected. Although I wasn't familiar with the term for it, I was familiar with the phenomenon it identifies. Of the things I have been compelled to do, the most painful has been rejecting things about the Bible and Christianity that I learned from those whom I have loved and respected most. It was like tearing flesh from my own arm. So why would I suggest that it is something that you should do too? This is why. An estimated 97% of Presbyterians are Presbyterians because 97% of Pentecostals are Pentecostal because 97% of Methodists are Methodist because 97% of Catholics are Catholic because 97% of Muslims are Muslim because 97% of Baptists are Baptist because people they have loved and respected have taught them that that's the right thing to be. What could possibly go wrong with that? A famous author drilled down to the bottom line when he wrote, "In religion and politics, people's beliefs and convictions are, in almost every case, gotten at second hand, and without examination." Thank you for listening to this micro shorts memo. It's from the Link One Bible Research Team of Bible Explorers Club, LLC. To access the text for this, along with roughly 100 other really short Bible-related memos like it, you may visit www.linkone.info/microshorts. You will find a lot more of value on that website too. So visit often, and explore. Got questions? Just click on the contact tab at www.linkone.info.